the tourist industry. The inauguration of the Barcelona-Palma steamship line in 1838 facilitated the continual arrival of passengers to the island, and not just from the Iberian Peninsula, but also from other countries. Some of the more privileged and wealthy passengers arrived with the intention of both acquainting themselves with the unique culture and social aspects of the island, and in the search of new experiences. The first travel guides appeared around the middle of the 19th century as a result of these initial contacts. In the second half of the 19th century, two fundamental books were published, contributing notably to the dissemination of knowledge about Mallorca throughout Europe, where their distribution was widespread. Most notable of these was A Winter in Mallorca, an autobiographical traveller's account written by George Sand and first published in 1842, in which the author relates her experiences on the island in the company of her lover, the composer Frédéric Chopin. Another transcendental literary and pictorial work is Die Balearin, published by Archduke Ludwig Salvator of Austria towards the end of the 19th century, in 7 volumes. It constitutes a complete compendium of the landscapes, monuments, and principal social customs of the Balearic Islands. During his visits to Mallorca, the Archduke was often accompanied by other important figures, which also helped to disseminate the idyllic image of the island. In spite of this, and though there is documentary evidence of continual visits by travellers wishing to explore the islands, it was not until 1959 that the decision was taken to designate a significant part of the Balearic economy to mass tourism. The approval of the National Stabilisation Plan in the same year allowed for the economic liberalisation of the Spanish state and stimulated foreign investment. As far as tourism from the peninsula was concerned, this new model included the elimination of most of the existing controls and limitations, and the Balearic Islands, in particular Mallorca, became one of the main tourist destinations in the Mediterranean, and the number of tourists grew spectacularly in just a few years.